As you know, Vrindavan is the land of spontaneity. I was supposed to finish this time at quarter past. So I did finish Kirtan. I am completely happy with it. I'm completely
started
happy with
half hour late,
yeah, I know.
So we were on time.
In Vrindavan, there is no time. So therefore, you cannot be actually late in Vrindavan. So our Lord is Vrajendra Nandana Krishna. Vrajendra Nandana. So Vraj is the name of the land. Andhra, Rajendra, Indra. This is the king or Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna is the source of joy for Nanda Maharaj and for everybody else there in Vrindavan. So this is the land of sweetness. This is the place of our worshipable Lord. Prabodhananda Sarasvatipad says that if one worships Vrindavan, which has endless beauty, there is no antarahitam, there is no end to beauty of Vrindavan, which has endless sweetness. Sweets never run out in Vrindavan. We have sweetness which is unlimited. Endless splendor. Splendor means both beauty and effulgence. Endless nectar love for Krishna. And endless kindness, kripa audarya anantam. Kripa audarya, so it's generosity and kindness. And endless glory. Endless glory. Then his good fortune of this person who worships Vrindavan is also endless. So the title of this little session now is Meditation on Vrindavan. I don't know which degree of confidentiality and secrecy are we supposed to discuss now, because Kadama Kadana Maharaj in the morning said that in the morning we say something about Vrindavan, but in the evening we don't. But this is already night, right? So it's no longer evening. This is no longer evening. So, and in general, this is a very confidential birthday party of the Supreme Lord, and you are all dear guests, and you are very diligent, very serious, very sincere guests. I understand most of you are hungry, yes? Which is proper before a good feast, you know. You fast for 2 days, you know. Like sometimes they invite you somewhere and they say, don't eat for 2 days, yes? So you don't eat for 2 days because this is Krishna's Nandotsa, Krishna's feast. So when we say Vrindavan, it can mean three things. It can mean just the forest of Vrindavan. It can mean the whole Vrajamandala area, which includes Mathura, or Mathura Mandala, which includes Govardhan. And it can mean also the spiritual world. The spiritual world, the most important, the core part of the spiritual world, where Krishna eternally resides. So certainly this is very important to meditate on Vrindavan, what Vrindavan is, because Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagacchati. Our beloved Krishna never makes even one step outside of Vrindavan. So if you like Krishna, if you want to make friends with him, which is an open invitation, Krishna says he is our friend and he invites us to accept him as a friend, If we want even to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we need Vrindavan, because he never makes one step outside of Vrindavan. So even to chant Hare Krishna, Dhyan Chandra Goswami says in his Govindarshana Smarana Padati, for every mantra there is a dhyan mantra, there is a meditation. So for chanting every mantra you need a certain picture and certain things that you keep in mind. So for the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, our main practice, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chanting and singing, we have dhyan given by Dhyan Chandra Goswami, who is in the parampara of Gopal Guru Goswami. Gopal Guru Goswami is this boy who taught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to chant Hare Krishna. You may remember there was this small boy. He noticed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the toilet and holds his tongue, and he said, "What are you doing?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You know, my tongue is such a rascal, never stops chanting." Do you have this problem sometimes? And so therefore, in a dirty place, I don't want to, you know, to chant. So this little boy said, "What if you die there? What if something happens there?" And then Gauranga said, "This is right. You are my guru. You are Gopal." So this little Gopal became Gopal Guru, and then later Gopal Guru Goswami. So he was disciple of Vakreshwar Pandit and guru of Dhyan Chandra Goswami. So in that book about remembering Govinda, Lord Govinda, our Krishna, Dhyan Chandra Goswami says, "Dhyayet, one should meditate, one must meditate. Dhyayet vrindavana ramye gopa gopi ralangrite kadamba padapatale yamuna jalashitale radaya sahitam krishnam vamshi vadana tatparam tribangalalitam devam bhaktanugrahakarakam." These two verses, anushtuk verses, two shlokas say that this is for chanting. One must, first of all, meditate on Ramye, on charming Vrindavan. On charming Vrindavan. Which is decorated with cows and cowherd people. And we should meditate upon the cool, pleasant shadow of the Kadamba tree. Who has been at Kaliadaha under this Kadamba tree in Vrindavan? It's near Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad's Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir. Kaliadaha, this place where Krishna conquered Kaliya snake. Who has been there near that tree? Okay. In in Shastra it says that anybody who respectfully bathes at that place will be very successful in business. Of course, our business is special. Our business is import-export of the holy names. We import from Golokera, Premadhana, Harinama, Sankirtana. Yeah, this is our import. Yes. So, on the bank of the Yamuna River, one should meditate on Krishna, who is together with Srimati Radharani and who always has his flute with him. Who has a very beautiful threefold bending form and who is always merciful and kind to all his devotees. Bhakta Nugraha Karakam. This is the correct meditation. Not an angry God, but merciful Krishna, who, this is the meditation for the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We meditate on very merciful and kind Krishna in Vrindavan. So it must be in Vrindavan. Krishna also appears only in Vrindavan. In Mathura, he appears as Vasudev Krishna, but simultaneously, as we have heard today in the morning, that simultaneously he appeared also in Vrindavan. Actually, not that's where the main place where he appeared. And in Mathura, that was just, you know, the official part. That's mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam, quoting the Acharyas, Jiva Goswami. What is Vrindavan? We need to create. Krishna is attracted to Vrindavan. We have in the 20th chapter description how Krishna offers all respects, pujayama, so he offers respects to Vrindavan. And in the 11th chapter of the 10th canto, a famous verse says, Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamunapulinani cha Vikshya Sidutama Priti Rama Madhavayor Nripa. O King Parikshit, when Rama and Krishna saw Vrindavan, Govardhan, and the banks of the river Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. Uttama priti. So they are attracted. And they can only be present in Vrindavan. This is one of the meanings of Krishna having lotus feet. Why Krishna's feet are lotus? There are several explanations. There was a time we had it in the end of our books described. Yeah? One of the reasons why Krishna's lotus feet are lotus, called lotus feet, because he never leaves the lotus of Vrindavan. So wherever he goes, there is Vrindavan. So Vrindavan has many glories, has unlimited glories. Which is very fortunate. It was just mentioned. It's endless. So even if Prasadam is late, we can discuss different glories of Vrindavan. On and on and on and on without end. So Vrindavan is the land of sweetness. It is the land of sweetness. Vrindavan is the land of most amazing pastimes of Radha and Krishna and devotees. Sometimes people think that Vrindavan is not as opulent as Vaikuntha. This is a misconception. Vrindavan is certainly more gorgeous and opulent and wonderful than any other place, including Vaikuntha. Jiva Goswami says that in Vaikuntha planets you have one Lakshmi in one planet. In Vrindavan you have Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevyamano. You have hundreds of thousands and millions of Lakshmis there worshipping Krishna, serving Krishna. And the walls there are Chintamani, jewels which fulfill all desires. And we have a beautiful description of Vrindavan in Gopal Champu, also including the appearance of Krishna in Vrindavan. So it is said that in Vrindavan, in Gokula, where Krishna resides, you have four main areas. Balaram lives at the northern part with Rohini, Yashoda in the western part and Nanda Maharaj in the eastern part, and Krishna, the treasure of all the whole Vraj, lives in the southern part. And he has Vrindavan as a lotus with petals. So if necessary, he just makes one step and he is near the river. He makes another step and he is with the gopi girls. He makes another step and he is where prasadam is given. So it's very, very well organized in Vrindavan. And the houses made of jewels are brilliant and reflect each other. So therefore, it is not easy to count how many houses, how many doors are there. Each house looks like four because they are reflected from each other. Not only houses. Actually, it is said that also devotees are present there in different forms. So some devotees are like synonyms to each other. Some are like metaphors of each other, and some are like allegories and similes of each other. So therefore, when a new person comes, they become bewildered. They think, oh, Bhagavad Dharma is there, but then a complete synonym, very close synonym is there, and then a simile is there, and they cannot understand what is happening, and everybody around them laughs. They laugh, enjoying their bewilderment. So this is for those who like grammar, okay? And in this regard, it's very appropriate to quote Vedanta Sutra 4.4.11, where Baldevi Dibhushan quotes Chandogya Upanishad 7.26.2, where we have a little bit of the of this transcendental mathematics about people in the spiritual world. Sa ekadha bhavati dvidha tridha bhavati paschada saptada Navada chaiva punash chaikadasha smrita satam chadasha chaikascha sahasrani cha vimshati. So a person who gets there, if necessary, he becomes one. If necessary, he becomes two. If necessary, he becomes three. Then five. Then seven. Not six, notice, yes. Then nine. Then 11, he becomes 110, he becomes 1,020. Ananta Prabhu likes this. I also like this. Of course, Baldevi Dibhushan points out that 1,020 means that as many as necessary. Just like, for example, right now here we have a fast. We fast. Yes. But in India, this is already past 2 o'clock. So all the devotees in our temples have completely full bellies. Yes. And here we just have half an hour to the time when officially we can do something about this void, you know, inside. We are not voidists. This is against our philosophy. We are not in favor of any voids. Yeah? So in about half hour, can we do something about it? Start doing something about it. But, for example, in California, they will have to wait another 8 plus 1, 9 hours. So, just as Krishna expands into many forms, in the same way his devotees expand in as many forms as necessary to take part in all the necessary pastimes. to be with Krishna. However, Vrindavan is beyond the material world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he has a higher dhamma. He has a higher dham, higher spiritual abode. And he says that there is material world which becomes becomes destroyed every now and again. It gets destroyed again and again. And there is unmanifest, which is beyond this destructible world. And then he says, paras tasmat tu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana. He says there is a spiritual world which is unmanifest as compared to the unmanifest material world. It's not just negative from the spiritual, from the material world. It is beyond the negative. It's beyond the negative. In the 15th chapter, Srila Prabhupada says that we should be attracted by descriptions of Vrindavan. We should be attracted by descriptions of the spiritual world. And this is another verse where Krishna mentions his dhamma. And how does he describe his dham? Na tad bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatva na nivartanti tad dhamma paramam mama. He says, this is my supreme abode. There is no need for sun, moon, and fire, or electricity, as Prabhupada often translates. And those who enter, who come to this spiritual world, never come back. So, this spiritual world is transcendental. It's beyond our capacity to see, describe, or imagine. It's being beyond sun, illuminated by sun, means that there is no power of material eyes that can see. We cannot actually see this spiritual world. It's beyond. It's not illumined by moon. Moon is the lord of the mind. So it means we cannot imagine. And it's beyond fire. Fire rules our speech. Means we cannot also describe with material worlds. We cannot describe the spiritual world. So it's really cool. It's really amazing, and it's really inexhaustible. So Vrindavan is very special. In the 13th chapter, it says, it's very relevant. Yatra naisaragadur vaira saha sandrimrigadaya mitra nivajita vasa drutaruttar shakadikam. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord where there is no hunger, anger, or thirst. Though naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live there together in transcendental friendship. So even those who are naturally inimical, like snakes, tigers, and deer, they live there in transcendental friendship. Mitrani. So this is the only way to enter there. You cannot enter there if we are unable to live in transcendental friendship with our natural enemies. Do we have any natural enemies? There are no enemies there. And it also means that a devotee is a well-wisher of everybody. So this is the first thing that allows us to approach Vrindavan and allows us to approach Krishna. which is being able to rise above duality and being a well-wisher of every living entity. This is what allows us to approach the spiritual world. And this is also what attracts Krishna to come and manifest. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every plant, every tree, every animal there is a sage. So in this regard, Prabodhananda Sarasvatipad writes, O brother, I think it's safe to assume he also means sisters. Okay. Are you trapped in the jungle of repeated birth and death? Can you find not even a moment's relief from the threefold sufferings? The words of the scriptures don't tell you how to escape? Don't worry. Simply meditate in your heart on the trees of Vrindavan, which are so dear to Lord Krishna. And in another place he says that anybody who has been to Vrindavan even once. Who has been to Vrindavan? At least once, okay. Anybody who has not been to Vrindavan, but who was touched by the wind from Vrindavan. Or anybody who bowed down in the direction of Vrindavan. In fact, this is a wonderful sadhana, offering obeisances to Vrindavan three times a day. It's a wonderful sadhana. And anyone who at least has heard even accidentally about Vrindavan, the land of Krishna, even if he dies in a very, very far away and dangerous land of Bihar, he says, so. Will not have to take birth in the material world of danger, death, and suffering. Instead, he will be able to go to the spiritual world. So, Vrindavan is a place where everything is focused around Krishna. Vrindavan is a place where everybody's living in transcendental friendship. And Vrindavan is the place of limitless sweetness of Krishna's service. Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu in the beginning says that my heart is very hard, and even mercy of great devotees could not soften it. Even mercy of very wonderful, amazing devotees, even like Nanda Maharaj, couldn't soften my heart. But even this heart of mine was made soft by Vrindavan Prema, by love for Krishna residing in the hearts of Vrindavan devotees. So, Jiva Goswami is showing us the way to return back home to the ultimate reality, to the world of truth, knowledge, and bliss in relationship with Krishna. So without any envy, with friendliness, being a well-wisher of everybody, thinking about Krishna's pleasure, we sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Now, what do we do? Yes.
Do all materials work to be and recreate as just the spiritual world, or it's or one material world is forming, the other could be destroyed.
Is it at the same time or at different times? Yes. They are created and destroyed at different times.
Thank you.
Yes, time. It's a very important thing to remember about the spiritual world. Brahma Samhita says that in the spiritual world, time doesn't have influence even nimeshardakyo, even to the extent of half a split moment, of half a nimesha. Nimesha is what, 1/7 of a second? So if you take half, even this much does not exist in the spiritual world, meaning it never separates past and future. Everything is accessible. It's the world of eternity, which makes everything completely clear. Right? If it's all eternal, if there's no time, it removes all the possible doubts and questions, because in such a world, everything is possible. In such a world, nothing is impossible in service of Krishna. Now, do we sing? Okay. So, this is Krishna's birthday. Of course, he never takes birth, but birthdays are nice, even if you don't take birth, right? And this is the day. This is one way how Mother Yashoda would be able to bring the... Thank you. Okay, half more hour. Some got scared. No, I'm joking. When Krishna and Balaram didn't want to return from playing, then it's cool. They were cooling it, okay. Then this is how Mother Yashoda would get them to come back. She would go out and say, "Krishna, this is your birthday nakshatra. Come and give out presents to the brahmanas." And then no matter what Krishna was doing, even though it was so hard to get him back, when he heard, to give presents to the brahmanas, then Krishna would run home. Because he loved to do this. So we try to do something for Krishna, and we ask for the correct presents from Krishna. Krishna likes to give presents very much, and we can choose different presents, but we need to choose the right present. And what is the right present? You all know. But what exactly, how exactly it will, which exact form it will take for you, this only you know, your guru knows, and Krishna knows. So happy birthday to Krishna. Many thanks to all of you. Thank you all for coming to join Krishna's birthday party. And the party goes on. Party continues. More singing and dancing. Vanchakalpadrubhyascha kripasya.